Yesterday, we concluded the bracha of Al Netilat Yadayim, and we concluded the notion that Al Netilat Yadayim doesn't mean about washing, although we are making the bracha prior to our actual washing of the hands. We're saying the bracha, at least. But Netilat also means the elevation. Al Netilat Lulav. We're not washing the lulav, we're raising the lulav. And in fact, the bracha, one of the primary reasons for the bracha is to, as it were, put us in the right direction for the rest of our day, where our hands, our productive hands, will be leading us in so many areas of endeavor. But whatever we're doing, let it be an area that we elevate ourselves. Al Netilat Yadayim. Tonight's bracha that we're starting is a bracha that is recited by everybody, or can be recited by everybody, because it's recited after we go to the bathroom. It's called the bracha of Asher Yatzar. This is a bracha recited after we have, as it were, let the residue food from whatever digestive system that we have, it eliminates the body that's in us that we no longer need. And after we emerge from the bathroom, we recite this bracha. And it's an interesting bracha. Sometimes you think, oh my God, we're saying a blessing about something that otherwise we would associate with something not kadosh. It would go associated with something that, you know, shouldn't be spoken about publicly. But that's not the attitude of the Torah. It's certainly not the attitude of Chazal. Because every aspect of human function has the capability of elevating us. In fact, Rav Yehuda Levi in his Kuzari says something interesting about this bracha called Asher Yatzar. Yehuda Levi says this, Ad kama gedola habracha hazot b'inyanav, ad kama mitukenet milte. How perfectly designed this bracha is. Rav Yehuda Levi believes that this bracha, in fact, is one of perhaps the most important bracha, and in its crafting, the Chazal crafted it in the perfect way. Rav Yishaya Horowitz, the author of Shlach Kadosh, says, Ruya liyot brash kol brachot. He said, this bracha, in fact, should lead off all brachot. It's like it's at the top. It's not at the bottom. It's something we're tucking away. It's something we're embarrassed about. He says, no, this bracha leads the list. It leads the list. Why should it lead the list? Because how easy is it for us to take Hashem for granted in one of the most basic contexts? Just the way your body functions, which we take for granted all the time. And it's not really chas v'shalom until you're in an ER where you realize your body is not working that you appreciate this. Actually, Rabbi Bergman, I remember your father when we were in Shiva together, and his father, of course, is now a very accomplished doctor. He said to me that it was when he began to study medicine that he really appreciated the bracha of Asher Yatzar, because he knew enough about the function of the human body to understand why this bracha, in fact, is a necessary bracha, because so much of our function we just take for granted. But the truth of the matter is, Hashem never took it for granted because he constructed our bodies this way. This bracha talks about the miracle of our body in the natural world. And in fact, it's marked in a certain way in halacha as well, because I think it's the only bracha in the entirety of the Shulchan Aruch in which the Shulchan Aruch actually gives an explanation of the bracha. There's a lot of brachas we recite. Certainly we talked about having 100 brachas in the course of a day, but I don't think the Shulchan Aruch actually goes into the amount of explanation about any of the other brachas as it does for the bracha of Asher Yatzar. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Vav asks an interesting question. When you make a bracha over whatever mitzvah you're doing, there's a connection between the action and the bracha. The language of the bracha talks about the action you're about to perform. So the bracha of Asher Yatzar doesn't directly describe the action that we have taken. Why is that? So the obvious answer, the Aruch HaShulchan says, is, well, lashon nekiyah. There's certain things you don't have to explicitly say. You don't. We are grateful for Hashem for creating our bodies such as He did, but we don't necessarily have to give all the details when we emerge from the bathroom. But then He goes on to offer yet a second explanation. And this explanation, I think, is worthy of just considering for a minute. And He says that Asher Yatzar addresses the complexity of the human body in its entirety, and not just the specific function of our physiological systems. In other words, the bracha of Asher Yatzar is not just talking about the evacuation of waste from our body, it's talking about all of our body, every function, our heart, our liver, our renal system, our cardiac, all of it is a miracle. And this bracha somehow encapsulates all of it. And so therefore, it says the Aruch HaShulchan Don't confuse this bracha, which is one function of the human body, because that's not it. Our entire body is a nes. Rabbi Yonatan Abishitz, in his Yerach Dvash, says the more you realize and understand anatomy, and he actually uses that word, Misha Baki Binituach HaGuf Shenikra Anatomy, a person who is an expert in understanding human physiology, which he calls anatomy, Hu Yakir Et Ahavat Hashem LaAdam B'Chochmata Yitzira, he will come to understand how much God loves all of us. How? To the creation of our human body. It's not just a creation, it's an expression of our relationship to Hashem and His love for us. This bracha, of course, talks a little bit about what happens, God forbid, Rahmano Litzlan, if our bodies break down. And where do you realize that the most? You realize it really when it does break down. If you're ever, God forbid, sick, you realize just how much we have to thank God for our health. You do. Like when you get that sudden pain and you get scared and you're worried and you're dialing the doctor and you don't know whether you have to call Hatzalah and you're not sure you have to go into the ER and you're not sure and the panic overcomes you and your imagination is beginning to race and you don't know what's wrong and you would give anything to be better. You would take it, just make it okay. Let the doctor tell me this is going to pass. That moment, that split second where that dread is overcoming you, you realize just how fragile our bodies are. And that's when I think we really realize the chokhmah, the chesed, the love that Hashem gave when He created this body and its functioning. And I think all of us, maybe, if this is not a bracha, if it's not a bracha that you're used to saying, maybe as we enter into the month of Elul, and you're thinking to yourself, what should I be considering? Maybe this is a bracha that you should undertake to learn. Maybe it's a bracha. In schools and in people's homes and my kids' homes, it's on the wall. It's not an embarrassment not to know it off by heart. And you can get these nice charts, but I'm saying this is a bracha that helps us focus on, one, the complexity of the human body, the miracle of the human body, and our need not to take something which is so close to us ever for granted. It is Hashem's expression of His love. Amen.